I don't know about you, but I always found that I hated losing way more than I loved winning. Winning is expected. It's on to the next one, right? Losing, it sticks with you, and I think that's a good thing. It's when you get used to losing, when you expect to lose, that's when it gets dangerous. The Milton Menace are not used to losing, and they are not having fun with this recent losing skid they're on. 5 losses in their last 7 games. It is up to them to start winning again. One person who can help with that is Captain Graham McCauley. He returned to the ice on Wednesday to take on the Buffalo Junior Sabres after missing the majority of the season so far with an injury. We caught up with Graham to discuss the losses, the upcoming games, and a little bit of Blue Jays. Here's episode 6 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. So there's been 3 games, I believe, since you and I last spoke. 2-1 loss to Oakville, 4-1 loss to Leamington, 4-3 loss to Buffalo last night. Obviously, we don't have to go through all 3 losses, but I'm going to ask you right now, like, how are the boys feeling? You know, it's a bit of a skid recently.
Yeah, I mean, I think this would be our first, you know, quote unquote point of adversity. This year, obviously, we had kind of been smooth sailing, even with some guys out. But this is kind of the first stretch where, you know, the boys have faced a little bit of adversity, which is, you know, it's going to happen. You're going to have, you know, spans like that. I think it's just, you know, minimizing the losses. You know, you don't want to lose 2 in a row. You don't want to lose 3 in a row. So, definitely some things to work on. That being said, I think we very well could/should have won all 3 games, and I think you could say that about every game that you lose, but can't do anything about it now. So I think it's just, you know, flipping our mindset and looking towards the weekend to get back on track.
Now, you had been out for, I feel like, the majority of the season up until last night. You got your first game back. How are you feeling? How's the body, and did you feel okay out there on the ice?
Yeah, no, it was good. Good to get back on the ice. You know, I think I was out for roughly 6 weeks, so which was a new thing for me. I'd never been out for that long, you know, in my life. So good to get back. Can't say I enjoy watching games. So, you know, excited to be back. Feel good. Yeah, just getting ready for the weekend.
When you were out for those 6 weeks, like, what was your presence in the locker room? Were you still around the boys? Were you just off doing rehab? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, no, I was still there every day. I'm obviously doing my rehab outside of kind of the rink hours, you know, before we go to the rink or after. But, you know, I'm still there every practice day. And then in terms of games, obviously I'm up top. But a lot of times, if you know, it's a different perspective seeing from up top, but you'd see a lot more. So, you know, if I see a thing or two, I just kind of jump down into the room in the intermission, say a couple things to a couple guys, and then, you know, kind of stay out of their way other than that. But, no, it was good. It was good to get a different perspective on the game, but I'm definitely happy to be back.
Now, they say that there's in shape and then there's game shape. Were you feeling it a little bit near the end of the game last night?
Nah, I was good to go. I think that was the main thing that I was kind of on myself about, was to, you know, to be able to come back and play big minutes right away. So I'm not sure how much I played last night, but I felt good, and yeah, I feel good today.
All right, now let's look ahead to this weekend. Mississauga on Friday, Newmarket on Sunday. We'll talk about Mississauga here. You and I were talking just before I hit record. A bit of a scrappy game in the preseason against the Chargers, and now you have them here in the regular season. What should the fans expect in the building?
Honestly, I'm, you know, I don't really know what to expect come Friday. I think the big thing for I guess the message that, you know, the coaching staff will send out, or I'll send out in the room before the game, is, you know, protect yourself. But at the same time, we don't need guys suspended. We already have a couple guys out, and we got a hockey game to win. It's not UFC. You know, we're not going to be out running goalies. We got a game to win, so that's obviously the main priority. Yes, we're going to, you know, protect ourselves, you know, stick up for one another. That's, you know, as you've seen with Menace games in the past, if the fans have been there, there's definitely no shortage of that. But at the end of the day, we have, you know, 2 points to get, and that's the main priority.
Now, Menace games are one of the more attended games for organizations in the OJHL. But obviously Friday, Halloween is a factor, but also it is game six of the Toronto Blue Jays against the Dodgers. Are you hoping that there's going to be a decent turnout, knowing that the World Series is going on pretty well at the exact same time?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe they'll have the game on in the lobby. And I know Andrew and over the PA will do score updates, but you know, I definitely say come out because I do think it's going to be an exciting game, especially on Halloween. But you know, it is game six as well, so I'll definitely be looking, or a bunch of the boys will be looking to catch the last couple innings after the game, hopefully to watch them win.
I was going to ask, are you guys going to have like a little watch party after the game in the locker room or in the lobby
or
something?
Yeah, I guess it depends how long the game goes or kind of what inning it is, what the score is. You know, obviously we missed the entire game last night. Just caught the end of the ninth there, so it was good to see them close it off. But you know, only one more win here, so I'm a diehard Jays fan, so it would be nice to see them get it.
I was going to say, if it goes another 18 innings this time around, you guys actually might luck out.
Yeah, we'd probably catch the last 15 or so.
All right, well, Graham, thank you so much for doing this.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.